Chairman Joe's across the street. And
Gentleman Joe?
Chairman Joe. It wasn't Joe. He called it Grand Avenue Grocery Mart, but kids called it Chinaman Joe. Chinese.
Well,
we had a store, and then there was another store up on the other end. They sat apart. The school took in almost an entire block, and they were one on one corner, one on the other corner, so it was kind of convenient which way you went in. The elementary school kids went to the one nearest South Dixie, and of course we went to the one further south, because our entrance to school was to senior high school was was shorter, was in another direction, so you didn't go through the same hall.
You notice how the candies and stuff have changed?
Yeah.
From when you were a kid?
Yeah. It took your lunch money.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't have lunch that day, you had candy, you know, stuff like that.
Remember those rolls of paper had little dots of stuff on them? Did you ever have those down here?
Dots of stuff? Yeah. Tattoos?
No, they were little dots of candy. They were stuck on paper, and you'd buy them by the yard. They were like, they were in rows of three. You ever see those?
I don't think so. Huh.
It was weird. I remember we used to get those. And this was in Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And then the little wax things, it was full of that cigarette
syrup stuff. Syrup. Yeah, the Popeye crap. Yeah.
And what was the other one? There was something else. They don't have too many of them anymore. I guess.
Oh, well, they're too expensive.
Yeah, that's probably the reason. Yeah, these are like three for a penny or something one time. Pomegranates, that was the big thing.
Lifesavers. All other kinds of candies, Tootsie Roll Pops, anything.
Yeah. Tattoos.
Tattoos. Yeah, we used to buy the tattoos, and, do little pictures on there, and you put them on your arm, and take a little spit and rub it on there, leave the paper on there, until the paper dries a little bit, tear the paper off, you got a little tattoo there. That, of course, was washable. And tear them off if you started running home and started running also.
Okay, what about a store where you might go shopping for some very specialized foods? Maybe Jewish foods or Armenian foods or Chinese food. Just a little group store that would specialize in a certain type of food.
The only special store of that particular type I would think of, as far as foods were concerned, would be a fish market. Would be the fish market. All of the other stores in my neighborhood carry the things that were very sellable, meaning they had an idea of what their clientele liked, and so they would stock that period. You can go to any of the stores and get the same thing. The shelves looked almost identical. The only difference was probably one was closer to you than the other. And maybe you'll find one whose prices were a little lower than the other one or something like this. But,
you'd never go buy any kosher salami or anything like that in place.
No, I don't think kosher salami.
Did they have any of those in the area when you were around? Small shops that just had maybe it was a kosher shop.
In the village, there was one shop, Burt's. That was sort of like that. Who dealt in many of that type of food, but. He was a very exclusive type store. You can go there if you wanted to, but who could afford him?
Mm-hmm.
He was very, it was very expensive at Burt's because of both his specialties and things like this, dealing with the kosher and
right.
Various types of foods. But I guess if the little storekeeper in my neighborhood wanted to stay in business, he stopped what the people actually wanted to, what the people would eat and what they wouldn't eat, He would buy a great deal of neck bones. His neck bones was a heavy favorite, wherein maybe some other store wouldn't buy a good deal of neck bones. Maybe it was in another neighborhood because they may not like it. Or he would buy things like chitlins.
What exactly are chitlins in your mind?